I'd like to welcome you all to Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting, January 22nd, 2024. Time is 2:45, roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
The purpose of this meeting, a couple of primary purposes, were to approve payroll and purchase orders. We just received this email from Fiscal Officer Ventura, so I want to read it to everybody. Trustees, due to technical issues, payroll will not be ready for your meeting at 2:45 today. I have been on the phone with Paycheck throughout the day trying to get these issues resolved. However, at this time, they have not rectified the problems. This is a payroll issue that only Paycheck can resolve. Therefore, any fees or penalties, grievances should be directed to Paycheck. As soon as the issues are resolved, I am able to complete payroll and will send each of you an email. I have emailed Paycheck as soon as we got this. I put a call into Paycheck. I've also emailed them asking for a response, but it's only been a matter of minutes, okay? I didn't have any response before the meeting, so as of right now, the payroll is off the agenda. The purchase orders are off the agenda. Accounts payable are off the agenda. So,
we got something we can talk about.
Hey, so now we're down to five, the 2024 City Fireworks discussion. I'd like to make a motion. Let me just finish this.
If I might, I'll share with the last meeting, we read some possibilities given to us. The basic concept was the fireworks company for the city of Medina has continued to reduce their show over the years to make the price stay the same. They're at a point now where they're basically trying to encourage people to put a little more money into it to get the show back up a little bit. And they gave two options. I believe that the city may pay 66-67%, Montville and Medina Township each share about 17%. I'm going off memory, it might not be perfect.
Oh yeah, it is.
And so if we went to a middle of the road scenario, because they were paying, I think, $15,000, so we could go to a $20,000 package, which would increase us to a $3,500 donation, or a $25,000 package, which would increase Montville and us to a $4,250. And
even the bottom package would increase us about $1,000 over what we did last year, if memory serves me. So I'd like to make a motion to have Medina Township pay the city of Medina $3,500 for the 2024 fireworks display.
I would second that.
Any discussion?
I think just, you know, to remind us, we're hoping that because the city does such a nice job that we can help them, and if we help them, hopefully we can encourage our people to take advantage of that. Not saying people won't have their own, but you know, we want to do what we can to encourage people to utilize the public display, hopefully minimize some of the local festivities that cause some frustration among some of the residents. So that's where I think we're coming from, sir.
Oh. So what about the place that used to be Rinky Dink and they opened up a fireworks store? Is there any type of collaboration? It's in Medina. So I was just a thought.
Roll call.
Oh, sorry.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
The Otarman voice? Can I?
go with that one just a little bit?
Yep.
Phantom, is that what it's called, Phantom Fireworks, I think?
Yeah.
Or is that a subject you were discussing, I'm just not in the loop of this?
No, just because of the type of meeting, we're not, it doesn't really permit us to go into that thing, but I can talk to you afterwards, okay? And so the Otarma invoice was something that we had wanted to discuss today, but because of other things that have taken up a fair amount of time between then and now, payroll related mostly. That's not a discussion we're prepared to go into, other than the fact that we are on a timeline to get our Otarma payment broken down and submitted for payment. So that's something that has to happen, and we need to be a little more aggressive in getting that taken care of.
You have any other township business?
No.
At the last meeting, we talked about the Linden's propane invoice.
Yes.
$200. I called to cancel it today to have them pick the tank up. And you had made the motion that there would be no charge. So now they're telling me if there's not enough propane in it to cover the charge, we're going to owe the additional. So I don't know if you want to make a new motion to say possibly a,
yeah,
possibly a charge on the end of this.
So what?
Yeah. Do you have any idea how much we're talking?
No, I have no idea how much. It's got 30% propane in it. It could cover the 200. She said it depends what we pay for the propane, is what she told me.
Okay.
You know, so.
Can I amend a previous motion that allowed Denny to set up with Linden Propane to come and retrieve their tank and take their fuel with the understanding there'd be no cost to the township to read? We'll have Denny arrange with Linden Propane to come and pick up their tank, evaluate the amount of propane that they can credit us, and if there is a charge, accept the fact that will be a nominal fee, something less than $200.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you.
Anybody, Chief, you have anything?
No, sir.
I don't have anything.
Well, at this point,
I
just adjourn.
I move to adjourn. I make a motion.
I would second.
To adjourn.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.
Time is
the official time, 2:53.